96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with the top stories of the week, and boy, do we have some doozies. My guests are Janetta Rose Barris with the Washington City Paper and April Rain, editor-at-large of New Tribe Magazine. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Did I get something wrong there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
Forgive me. I don't know why I wrote City Paper. Yeah. You're with...
I'm with the Hill Rag.
The Hill Rag.
Yeah. Well, I've written with City Paper and the Washington Post, so maybe that's why you...
I mean, that's probably what it is. My apologies. Okay, let's get right to the first topic. This just coming down today, Texas and 10 other states suing the Obama administration over a new directive about transgender students in public schools. These 11 conservative states have announced today that... they want this issue addressed in the courts. Essentially, what they're saying is that they want the directive says that transgender students should be allowed to use the bathrooms or the locker rooms that match their gender identity. The conservative states are saying that this should not happen, that they should use the bathrooms with the, shall I say, the equipment that they're born with. What is going on here, Janetta? I'll let you have the first comment here.
You know, I've been saying to people that this is really not about bathrooms. This is a much broader conversation that is not being had, unfortunately. Everybody keeps talking about the bathroom situation. But really what's happening in these states, many of them are conservative states, as you said, they're looking at the whole cultural dynamic here. These are people, and I would venture to say that they're far more people than the press would like to admit who are against the directive, the Obama directive. These are people who are looking at kind of the blurring of lines between the gender and are concerned about the direction that the society is going in.
April.
The Obama directive does not require schools to make the change. What it says is that you may lose federal funds if you don't make the change and allow these students to go into the bathroom of their choice.
But isn't that really kind of the same thing? It doesn't require you to make the change, but if you don't make it, you're not going to get any money. Money that, as we know, across the nation is badly needed in school systems.
Well, but isn't it ironic that these are conservative states that normally want to talk about smaller government and want the government out of their lives, but when you talk about federal funding, all of a sudden they're up in arms and they want to get all of the money that they possibly can?
Well, that's because obviously the people who live in those states do pay federal taxes. And so like every other American in every other state, even the ones who obviously support this, they want to see their money spent the way that they believe, based on their culture, based on the values, based on the standard of their state, that is consistent with that, not necessarily that runs in opposition to what they believe in. I think it is a good thing that it's going to court, quite frankly, because I do think that maybe the Obama administration has overstepped itself in a little bit in some ways. You have Title VII, Title IX that prohibits discrimination according to sex and gender. And that should have been sufficient, is what these states are saying. Instead, he is now going one step further to define what discrimination is in this particular sense, based on who's going to what bathroom and when.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable talking about the top stories of the week. First one up on deck, of course, this issue regarding transgender students in public schools, use of bathrooms and locker rooms. Which one should they use? What is this issue really about? Is this about money, April, or is this about, you know, this cultural issue? The money issue, for example, we're talking about three of the states really, really low on the financial totem pole, so to speak. Alabama, Louisiana, West Virginia, for example. Poorer states, certainly one could argue that they need federal dollars when it comes to their education system. But the other piece here is a cultural shift, the recognition of the members of the transgender community becoming certainly more vocal, becoming more visible, and how their issues are to be addressed, particularly when we're talking about public schools. We're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about adults. We're talking about
children.
Why does that matter?
It doesn't. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know whether it matters or not.
I think it matters to a certain extent because the schools are required to ensure the public safety or the safety of the children who are there. If, for example, someone comes into a bathroom who pretends to be a transgender and is not a transgender, and something
happens to... Why would anybody pretend to be a transgender?
Because there are many reasons why. There are many reasons why there are people who are bullies. There are people who pull pranks and things of that nature. And so you have created an environment where a child's safety, maybe a younger child, maybe an older person, an older child in terms of middle school or high school, could be in jeopardy. I think that that's one of the concerns that people have raised. And I don't discount these concerns when you see what happens in some of the other in some public schools in terms of attacks that have gone on in some schools.
Sure, there's definitely bullying in schools, but your argument is that people are going to pretend to be transgender so that they can go into the what is considered the wrong bathroom so that they can beat up other transgender people? Doesn't make a lot of sense. And what the evidence actually shows is that people, men, have been going into the women's bathrooms to beat up people that they presume are transgender. For example, there is a story very recently where a woman had her hair cut very short because she was donating her hair to charity. People assumed because she had a short haircut that she was transgender, and she was assaulted because of that. And this is a cis woman. So I don't know what
How old was she?
An adult. Why does it matter? Again, why does it matter what the age is?
But here's the issue here, and I can, you know, we can speak anecdotally that the reality is that people who are transgender are more often the victims of crime as opposed to the perpetrators of crime, whether you are talking about children, and I'm specifically talking about adults. As we have seen here in the D.C. metro area over the past several months, there have been several assaults and murders of transgender women as opposed to any of these cases that rise or bubble up to high-profile media stories. They are very, very rarely the perpetrators of the crime.
Right, and what we also see is that people who assault others in bathrooms are typically straight men who are assaulting either younger kids or other men or gay men in the bathrooms. There isn't a lot of evidence that shows that there are any transgender-initiated attacks. These people are just trying to
I'm not saying it's a transgender-initiated attack. In fact, I was proposing just the opposite, that there would be some people who would come into a bathroom in a situation to actually harm another child or children in specific bathrooms.
But will do that regardless of which bathroom the transgender person chooses.
But I think
the point that I'm trying to make is that you don't want to create an environment that complicates existing tensions already in some schools where you have an enormous amount of bullying going on. I think if we're going to do this, then we have to do this in a deliberate, reasonable way in which everyone involved is safe, especially in schools. I'm not talking about public, private facilities where adults are. I'm talking about the schools where children are, and that's what some of the concerns are.
Let me stop you there. I need to go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Yes, I don't understand why the young lady, and I'm sorry, I forgot the names of everyone.
Are you talking about April?
I agree with the person that says that she has a concern about the young people and children using, having the ability to choose of which restrooms they want to go to, because, yeah, right now you don't see a lot of that crime happening because it wasn't an issue. It was very separate. It was like boys go in boys' bathrooms, girls go in girls' bathrooms. If you identify physically, then that's between you and yourself. But by the children now having a choice, to me, I see it as dangerous because you're not only dealing with the possibility of bullies, but you're also dealing with children and young adults who are going through hormonal changes who might be like, well, today I identify as this because, you know, I want to see what so-and-so looks like. I mean, I just feel like it's just opening up a can of worms, especially with dealing with children and young adults, given the problems that we already have in schools now.
Okay, Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Hot topic. We haven't even gotten to Bill Cosby yet or some of the other issues that we're going to be talking about tonight. So please buckle up. Hold on. Do not hang up. That includes Cynthia calling from Silver Spring, Deborah calling from Maryland, Gina calling from Virginia. Lines remain open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.